The Corps of Discovery arrived at the confluence of the Marias and Missouri Rivers on June 2, 1805, near the present-day town of Loma, about 50 miles northeast of Great Falls, Montana. The following morning, Captain Lewis wrote that he and Clark, quote, strolled out to the top of the heights in the fork of these rivers from whence we had an extensive and most enchanting view, unquote. Lewis and Clark, unsure on which river to proceed, set out in separate scouting parties. After a few days of reconnaissance, the enlisted men were convinced that the northern fork was the Missouri River. However, the captains concluded that it was the southern fork. Lewis named the northern fork Marias River in honor of his cousin Mariah Wood. On June 9, after having determined to proceed up the southern fork, they continued on upriver. A few days later, on June 13th, Lewis found the Great Falls of the Missouri, confirming that they indeed had chosen the correct river. During the return trip to St. Louis, Lewis and Clark divided to explore the Marias River and Yellowstone River in early July 1806. Captain Lewis and his men traveled to the headwaters of the Marias River. While waiting on the weather to clear to take accurate coordinates, Lewis and his men encountered a small band of Blackfeet Indians. The two groups shared camp that night, waking up early to a scuffle between Lewis's men and the Blackfeet. The Blackfeet botched an attempt to rob Lewis and his men of their rifles and horses. Lewis and his men retaliated, firing the only hostile shots during the course of the expedition, killing at least one Indian during the encounter. The high point of land on which Lewis and Clark stood is called Decision Point today. And like the captains, visitors can hike to the top and experience vast views of the two rivers.